You want to meet the church, please?
You preach it, but who's yours? On behalf of Mars Hill Church, we want to extend a loving welcome to each one that has come to be with us here today. We meet together this morning with that sad reminder that life here in this world is a passing thing. It was once appointed unto man to die, and after death to judgment. And to those who the Lord has caused to be born again, has given them a renewed heart and called home to be with Him. It is a blessed and rejoicing time. But for those of us who are left behind, we, as men always do, kind of look at things backwards and we grieve and mourn. And our hearts are saddened because of the loss of our loved ones. But as we saw demonstrated on yesterday evening, and I say to you, I guess I should say to you, for those that may not know, Sister Minnie Dixon passed away yesterday evening. And most of the children were really broke up for a few minutes, as we can understand. But there was one that all she could say was, "Praise the Lord. Thank God that her prayers had been answered, that her mother didn't have to stay here and suffer and linger, but she was taken on home to be with the Lord." And she rejoiced as best she could in such a time. And it was just such a marvelous thing to be able to behold. It made our hearts rejoice within us, as sad as it was at such a time. So I say to you this morning, each one, let us all remember, as the Scripture says, to make our bed in the grave each day. Let us be reminded that we have no promise of tomorrow, and let us live today in the service of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Let us give praise and thanks to the name that is above all names, and that the only name whereby men might be saved. We welcome you to Mars Hill Church. Brother Johnny, with us. To follow up on Sister Minnie, a funeral home called me a while ago, and the family wants to have Sister Minnie's funeral here at Mars Hill Church Tuesday at 2:00. Visitation will be tomorrow night at Miles Odom Funeral Home from 6 to 8 o'clock. They asked for myself and Brother Johnny and Brother J.L. Reeves to serve. They first asked for Brother Mark, but I've understood he's back in Pennsylvania now, so they asked for Brother J.L. in his place. Asked y'all to pray for this family, that the Lord may continue to comfort their hearts. We had a very, very long list of prayer requests on yesterday. We want to renew those along with some that have been added. as an addition, we have George Sykes' mother, which is some of Brother Vernon's kinfolks and family friends, is very sick. They ask for prayers for them. Also, the Woodrow Wainwright family, he's sinking very low, last we heard. Have you heard any more this morning?
No, he was revived.
And also, one of our neighbors sent a prayer request for another neighbor of ours, Miss Linda, and I can't tell you what her last name is, but anyhow, she's got cancer and not doing well. Want to remember Brother Tracy and his family. They're supposed to be going back to Atlanta today to see the doctor on tomorrow, and they're afraid they're going to have to operate on his throat again. He's getting where he can't breathe. Sister Carolyn Boyette, Sister Tammy, the Carlton Lee family, he has a brain tumor. They expect to do surgery on him Wednesday. And Sister Mary Summerlin. Do we have any others this morning?
Add to that, Sister Shirley Walker. She's been ill this past week. They think she's got a heart problem. Mm. Wearing a monitor right now.
Mm-hmm. Also, on yesterday, and again this morning, Sister Christine's son, Claude, and her sister-in-law, Levada Kaysen. Sister. Levada Kaysen. Y'all remember them likewise. Any others this morning?
Brother Clark.
Yes.
My niece Diane, she broke her arm yesterday. Obviously, it's going to be okay, but she, her left arm, she fractured it right around the wrist, but we just pray for her to be
here. Any others? Not arrangements this morning is for Elder Johnny Lee to come to the open, offer song, pray and preach. The Lord be with him. Be followed by Brother Willis and close by myself. Y'all be in prayer for these prayers.